بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين. Respected elders and brothers, our beloved listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to our weekly program. Let me begin our program with our dua to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, make it easy for our Muslim brothers and all the children of Halab in Syria. We ask Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, lift the calamity, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the family sabr and ajr, inshallah. May Allah make it easy for Muslim ummah, inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, once again we say shukran that you always tune into our program. On behalf of my sound engineer Hafiz Bilal and Brother Yusuf and all our friends here on Radio Islam studio, we say shukran jazilan that you always listening to our program, and our program is live program. Today they ask us to talk about work, and the people are, everyone now is talking about that working day, or the worker day, and that working, that celebrating that people are working. And we know that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala respect the work, and he gave us amr and command to do work. وَقُلْ اَعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ. So there is something about work in Deenul Islam, and all our life is work. Work for Allah, work for ourselves. Each and every act of our life is work for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. وَقُلْ اَعْمَلُوا is a command of Allah. فَسَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Working sector, the worker, those people who are gaining their bread from that sweat and that effort, those people who creating job for the others, those who are finding job for the others, that is the greatest ibadah. And all of us, as we said now, Muslim, are ummal, workers, worker for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many ayat talking about amal. Wal asri innal insana lafi khusr is also about amal. Illa alladhina amanu wa amilu saliha. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala did talk a lot about amal. فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ أَنِّي لَا أُضِيعُ عَمَلَ عَامِلٍ مِّنْكُمْ مِّنْ ذَكْرٍ أَوْ أُنثَى. Here in this ayah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentioned the work of the men and the women. Our women are working at home, working for the necessary work. We work for dunya, and dunya based on amal, and akhirah got reward of amal. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا. The amal here is a work. It's not always lip surface. All our ibadat is action. Al-Iman ma waqara fil qalb wa saddaqahu al-amal. The real Iman, what was in place on the heart, and the work and action prove it. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna Allah yuhibbu idha amila ahadukum amalan ay yutqina. Allah loves if any one of you do some deed, you must do it in a beautiful way. And oh, we know that every mayyit will read this request from Allah, رَبِّ ارْجِعْنِي لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا. Oh Allah, send me back to dunya, maybe I can do a good deed. Brother and sister in Islam, yes, we do have that amal in our life for dunya and akhirah. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did say that الدين المعاملة, the deen, our deen is based on amal and dealing. And the ulama, they did say that the relationship between you and Allah, just amal. Amal. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ عَمَلْ. I just want to mention that word, Arabic word, amal. And a'mal. And also the work between you and the creation of Allah, it's a behavior, it's a conduct. And the conduct also is amal. We know that there is hisab about amal on akhirah, amal for dunya. And even the good character, good akhlaq, it is action. How are you going to know that this person got good character and good manner? And it is action. action speaks louder, as you said. And the heaviest thing on the mizan, on the scale, on the day of Qiyamah, husnul khuluq. Husnul khuluq, it means you behave good. If you family ties, neighborhood, and we know that our ibadat is amal. Brother and sister in Islam, are you working? Do you believe in work? Do you fulfill the haqq of your work? Yes, we need to work. Not any work, the beautiful work, and halal work, and beneficial work. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ Those who are working to pay zakat. Akhlaq, you can talk about character from here up to Fajr time, but the action speaks louder. Brother and sister in Islam, akhlaq is action. The character is action. Brother and sister in Islam, what is the akhlaq? To behave according Sharia. To behave as a beneficial person in your community. So if you look out ourselves, you will find us worker, employee or employer. You find yourself a head of a chairman, or you working belong to be under someone. It depends. And why we are talking about akhlaq and amal today? Because the whole dunya now, I don't know how many countries, 100 countries or how many, they celebrate the working day. We don't make working day for our, like, Mother Day or Father Day or Freedom Day. We do believe and practice that day is every minute. So, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أعمال. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. You know how many times we read it a day. Why I'm talking about the manner of air for work today, or the necessity of the work today, because once the people believe there is a manner and there is akhlaq of amal, there is a right of the work and the workers, it will benefit the work itself, because our deeds is based on lose and benefit. So you got maksab and khasara. When we talk about the character at work, we are fighting something, it's called corruption. You see now the work, if it's been corrupted, even if private sector or governmental or public sector, you will find the problem. Developing the society based on ikhlas and sincerity, you must believe in work. And all of us were working, but what about your niyat, intention? Sometimes our work is ibadah itself. And work, they call it psychological healing. It's shifa, dawa. Ask the people who lost their job. Look at their face when they go home. Look at the person who's retired, who is fired, or who lost his job. And look at the person who gained a new job and is happy at his work. Come home, very happy. How many people cause a family violence because of his boss or his work, his employer? How many people, they get sick in Iman because of his work? How many family fight because of the pressure or the stress of the work? We do see that. Ummatul Islam, brother and sister in Islam, employee and employer are belong to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and they are responsible for their amanat which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to you. If you are working for someone, or someone employ you. وَقِفُوهُمْ أَنَّهُمْ مَسْئُولُونَ. In the day of Qiyamah, stop both of them. They are fully in charge and responsible. فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. That ayah is a very scary ayah. They will ask. They will ask the owner of the business and the workers. Is حساب, حساب, حساب. And Allah make it easy. Any type of work. Now you tell me, what should we do now? We should talk about the ikhlas and sincerity on that amal which you accept to do it. What amal? It depends with what amal you got. What amana? So what is the right of that amal? You must love that work. You accept to do it. Don't hate it. It's a means of your rizq. Nothing to do with the work if you have a problem with the employer. Because that business, that company, not belong to the government, belong to Allah, Almighty Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So you have to love that ni'mat of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Nothing to do with the chairman or the manager, whatever. The chairman, you, and the business belong to Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That's why, even if the owner is not Muslim, but the main owner is Allah, so Allah will punish you if you try to corrupt or try to cheat on that work. You got concern about your amal. Yes, we have to have that concern that that business will go down. When the business go down, we will lose. When you see how many company and factories close down because of that corruption, because of that mismanagement and all what we see now. Experience, power to do that work, you develop yourself, train yourself, increase your knowledge, try to do your best, as I mentioned the hadith now, أَن يُتْقِنَ, you must be master on that work. Skills, you get it. And then, mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala must be applied at work. You must understand the humanity of the work and the right of the workers. Responsibility of the worker and those who own that business, the right of... No. Quran al-Kareem said, تُوْقَدُ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ زَيْتُونَةٍ لَا شَرْقِيَّةِ وَلَا غَرْبِيَّةِ in Surah An-Nur. We are not on eastern side or western side. What is Sharqiyya? From the east side, you know the eastern people, they believe on socialism. They took from the owner of the business and favoring the work a lot. Tell the people run away and the capital money run away. And then Gharbiya is the western side. They suck the blood of the worker and gave it to the business. Now they say they're working for peanuts. It's true. But who are we as a Muslim? We are not from that socialism. We are not from the capitalism. We are in between. We take care of the money of the owner of the business and we look after it and we fulfill the right of the worker before his sweat get dry. When we look at the hadith, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, give the worker his wages before his sweat get dry. You see, what's wrong with, why, what's wrong if he's get dry? The mufassirin and the ulama said, you know, after the person done his job and he's finished now and he's sweating and he's so tired, and then when you give him the cash in his money, in his pocket or in his hand, he forgot the pain. Look at the player after they receive the trophy or the cup, the World Cup. The broken one is celebrating, the sick one is celebrating, the one who's tired celebrating, they forgot the pain because they got the trophy, they got the cup. We come tired from work, withholding that amount of money or that payment, we forgot that pain and we are ready for next round. Yes, that's why our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, give him before his sweat get dry, to give him encouragement to come to you tomorrow. But what about those people? They don't give on the sweat when it get dry. They don't give in the lifetime of that person till his life finish. And they try to cheat and to break the promise and try to change on contract and all what that problem we hear every day. Brother and sister in Islam, it is amana. Also, the character and akhlaq of that work must be based on something it's called justice. Many people suffering and struggling because there's no fair payment. There's no right payment, especially those who misuse the need of the worker. The person need the work and the owner of the business or the work, you play on that. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala snatch the barakah from that business because of that injustice or that type of zulm what we see in our work. Brother and sister in Islam, we need the owner of the business must believe that he's not the owner He's just the worker for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He must not be zalim or fajr or misuse that ni'mat of Allah against the slave of Allah or the needy people who belong to Allah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, yes, it is amana. It is ni'mat from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The right of the work, when you employ someone, as the ulama said, Hafidhun Alim, like Yusuf alayhi salam. Hafidh, it means that you got amana, trustworthy. An Alim, expertise. Yes, expert, and is the one who master that work. We need the two. Amanat, and also very skillful. Experience, knowledge, responsibility, wisdom, amana, it is like that. So if you look at our work now, you find someone is hafidh, very pious, but not alim. He has no experience at all. That is a problem also. You employ him because he was with you in Hajj. Or you give him a job because he related to your wife, or your father-in-law just sent him to you. No. That one here we call it assisting work, but not that amanat of work. We got someone is alim, very skillful, very, very skillful, but has no amanat. Misuse that, and we did see some people. They are very good at work, but they come late, or they are not honest, or do haram at work. Brother and sister in Islam, what about the one who employ no alim, no hafiz, nothing? The worst manager, the one who has no deen and has no ilm. And that is a sign of qiyamah. Yusnadu al-amru ila ghayri ahlih. People that will get work, they don't deserve it. Yes, the worst manager who own of the business, when he knows nothing and he have no deen. That is a big jahil, ignorant, foolish, has no sabr and akhlaq, is a loose guy, people are playing with him, he like to hear from people, has no, that is a big musibah at our work. When we have, I don't know, we call it Hong Kong manager, the Hong Kong one, and Hong Kong workers, and Hong Kong secretary, the whole company based on people who are not qualified for that. Education, teaching in madrasa, or teaching in the school. Is that really that person? His role model? Children can look at him. They understood that this person practiced what he's saying. Oh, our children go madrasa or go to school to pick up the wrong thought and wrong information. We never taught our children. Sometimes you said, I don't know this child, why he changed like this. We are not like that. Our family is not like that. You say, my friend, there are another resource for that akhlaq. It's called school or that outside. Is that teacher has mercy on Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and has mercy on the people that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala put him as an amanat in his hand? Does he understand that he's teaching Quran and he presenting the goods of Allah to the children? Oh, he's a dictator and zalim. Is that teacher or that hafiz or the one who taught the children? Does he have istiqama? Is he straightforward? Because we know that the teacher or that person who is the educator must be perfect. Because he's dealing with insan. كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. Does that educator or tutor has a good looking, I mean he dress smart and he teach our children cleanness and akhlaq? Does he have what you call that experience? Got enough knowledge? Is he trying to bring the children towards him? Not the children run away from him and become like Fir'aun. Does he have something that's called taqwa, the fear of Allah, in and out? I mean, when the boss watch him and the boss away from him, we have to think about our education system, the teacher, because the school nowadays must be the resource of adab and ilm. They call it tarbiyah and ta'lim. You must get tarbiyah and also education. Our children nowadays like computer. They know information, but they had no akhlaq at all. And we heard stories about the school. Medicine. That doctor. Doctors dealing with insan, human being. You know, when you ask the mechanic, say, I love my job. When I open the bonnet of the car, I feel that I'm a doctor. I know each and every part. I know how gently strap that part and put the other one. What? That is a mechanic. What about the doctor who deal with insan? Does he watch and observe Allah tabarak wa ta'ala when he check the man or the woman? Is it necessary to expose the stomach of the woman on such a size like this? Oh, only fear Allah and he must check only that part. Is he sincere that that patient is a man in his hand, he will do his best till save life of that person? Does he treat his enemy with the same of ikhlas, like his friend and his family member? Does he conceal and cover the privacy of the patient or expose the patient? Does he have mercy on the people and he doesn't wait for the payment? He waits only for the payment of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Does he develop and improve his knowledge and try to increase his knowledge about that type of professionalism? Did he teach other doctors about some experience he got for the pleasure of Allah as a ilm and sadaqatun jariyah? Does he believe that the sick person, Allah is next to him? Brother and sister in Islam, we need to think about the amanat which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave it to us as a mihnat or as a job. They wrote a kitab, the books about the judge. That person on the court, we call him sign on behalf of Allah. And amongst the name of Allah is Al-Adl, the just. So this person here, is he right to be a judge? When we talk about judge, not only the one on the court, even the mother in at home, she's a judge between the children. Is she a full aware about that issue she deciding? She listened to both parties. That judge or that person, responsible person, does he have enough sabr? We got a short temper. Does he fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Brother and sister Islam, seek protection Allah, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for us to fulfill this amanat. Amanat al-amal. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy, because really we need to think twice before we do anything for the pleasure of Allah. For example, like our media. Also, that media is a big problem. You know, those people who deal with the social media, radio and TV and all these things. Media is amanat. Nowadays, it's a, I don't know what they call it, the fourth force, or I don't know what they call it, that very effective. You think that the media is to speak the truth, or they try to cheat and try to make that bad propaganda and that attacking people? We know that media is words. Kalimatun tayyiba kashajaratun. Does the media believe something is called privacy, and that sensitive cases, you should not discuss it on the media? Does the media know that something is called human right, and the person, he got full right to protect his honor, not to attack by the camera and by the microphone or by the media or photo? Does this journalist believe that he must conceal the secret of the people, not to expose them? Nowadays, what we see on the screen or on the media, it's like a day of Qiyamah, exposing day. Does the media believe that you speak the truth or you keep quiet? Or what about those who are mafia on the media? you know that journalism and all, they got some mafia there, following the people and tracing the private life of the people till they drop government and drop kings and presidents. Does this media really looking for morality and keeping that morality in our community? Or they try to corrupt the akhlaq of the children, and as they say, فَأَكْثَرُوا فِيهَا الْفَسَادِ, they're causing a problem for the teenagers by putting that haram stuff there. Does that journalist believe that he's there to do a mission to maintain that society and to increase the manner and akhlaq? Does he worry about exposing those who zalim and try to show the truth to the people or not? And that is just about the media. But what about the business? Those people who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by making money. Brothers and sisters in Islam, when we talk about the work and employee and employer, we must talk about the whole Deenul Islam. When we talk about the worker himself, we got big problem. Big problem with the employee. He just only work hard when the boss is there. It means that man believes that his raqib, the one who observe him, is not Allah, is his boss. He work hard if he receive payment from his boss, or the owner, or the manager, or the manager if he praise him in the public, he enjoy. Once the manager or the owner criticize him or correct him, after the manager go, he did not have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, so we ask the people, are you really honest worker or not? How many times we ask holiday with no right? How many times we did use the property of the work for our personal thing? How many times a worker did instigate and also cause a problem for his colleague just because he just want to be the first? How many times you put the responsibility on your colleague or those who below you just to run away from the responsibility and accountability? Okay, how many times you did admit that you are wrong and you were the main reason to make a lose day on a company? How many people of us, they use ibadah to run away from the work? They go for zuhr 5 hours. How many people did make a story that his children are sick, or his wife is sick, or cause funeral, just to run away from the work? And we know that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, never ever claim that you are sick or someone of your children sick, because you will get sick and you will die. لا تتمارضوا فتمرضوا فتموتوا. Do not assume or don't pretend and lie about your sickness, because you will get sick and you will die. How many people did use that public work to make his private income from the back door? I mean, he's using his job to make money behind that, the owner or the employer. How many people did cheat on their CV? You know, how you look at the people, how they write on the CV. He's nearly want to say, I'm God. He knows everything. And he got million degrees and courses. How many people, I'm just talking about the worker now. How many people did punish the work because he got a problem with the manager or supervisor? He want to put obstacle so that the manager must fail. Allahumma hafazna. How many people spy their colleagues and took his secret and gave it to his supervisor or his manager? How many people lost the job because of someone who was jealous of him? So I just told you that mudir, that the boss, the manager, must be hafidhun alim. You must be aware about it. How many people refuse to stand and give shahada, to give a testimony, to be witness for his friend, because he's scared of the boss? Yeah, they're scared. How many people, they work less because they feel that they get paid less? My friend, the contract is Sharia, that agreement you make. It's called Sharia, Amanat. Allah will ask you about. How many people, they make bitana? I don't know if what the English word for bitana is. Bitana is those people, the surrounding the boss, the manager, and they control him. And now he become worse than the manager himself, because manager listen to these people, advisors. How many people suppress the mashura and the right suggestion just to punish the manager? How many people praise the manager or the supervisor or the owner of the business, but the owner of the business does not deserve it at all? When people are clapping for they nearly to call him, you are God, or Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. How many people believe that owner of the business, he's the provider, he's the Razzaq? How many people, they deal with the government that is called halal? It means they steal from the government by saying that this government are zalim, they don't pay us well. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we're telling the non-Muslim to make tawbah from stealing from the public sector. It's very complicated than the individual. You rob someone and you tell him, sorry my friend, this is that I steal from you, take it back. But how are you going to give back? I got very interesting SMS from one brother. He said, I used to cheat a lot. I go there, I took credit from many stores, and many shops, I don't pay back. It belonged to the government. How I make tawbah? I say, Allah, you need about 15 mufti to answer you this. Very complicated tawbah. How many people, as the people, they put the blame on the worker, that he said, the salary is not enough, I have to do something else to complete that payment from outside. So he leave the work and go work somewhere else. And now we can see now it's a big heavy task on the shoulder of the employee. May Allah make it easy for all of us, because all of us, we are working. What about the boss himself? Now, boss, the amir, the employee, the employer, the supervisor, those who are in charge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them double responsibility, more than the worker. Because Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'oolun an ra'iyatih. Everyone is a shepherd, and all of you will be countable and questionable about your flocks and the people below you. After short break, we'll talk about the manager and how can we, what word we can say it to the manager. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for those who are in charge. May Allah use them for khidmat al-deen, inshallah. Short break, we'll continue after the break. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back, brother and sister in Islam. And once again, we say shukran that you're tuning to our program, and we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah Rabbul Izzah tabarak wa ta'ala use our Radio Islam as a means of hidayah and as a member of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'd like to mention that our program is a live program. For any inquiry or any feedback, if you want to correct me, you can SMS me or WhatsApp me on 072-144-0717. On your behalf, I'd like to say shukran to Hafiz Bilal and Brother Yusuf and all our friends here who's helping me tonight. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to pass the message of Allah and His Rasul. May Allah make it easy for us to pass this amanat which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave it to us as an employee or employer. Before the break, we were talking about the haqq and the right of the work, and that a shortcoming of the workers. Now we'll talk about that. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala put him on that responsibility. I know in the break time I was telling my friend that maybe I'm going to lose my job after this program. Allah make it easy. But I have a good boss. I don't have any problem with my amir, because the dini work, all of us, we are the khadim of deen. But I'm talking about the hadith of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when someone came to him, Al-Abbas, and said, Ya Rasulullah, give me some imarat. He said, Abbas, nafsun tunjiha khayrun min imaratin la tuaddiha. just to rescue and save yourself from that responsibility, better than to get that imarat and authority, you're unable to fulfill the haqq of it. We are unable to fulfill the haqq of our own body and our own children. What about the one who is responsible for millions of people, like the president of the country, or the king, or the person who is in the charge of province or whatever? And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to that sahabi, "Aflahta ya qadim." You are more lucky, that man who's called Qadim, his title, in Tamut, if you die while you are not Amir, or Katib, or Arif. Wailun lil Umara, wailun lil Urafa. You are lucky if you die without taking any authority, or any supervision, or any type of trust. Why? Because it's a heavy responsibility. And what the people said, when you talk about those who are bosses, those who are in charge, they said on the Qasida that Inna al-Amira yumsi amiran hina azlih, fa in zala sultan al-imarati lam yazal sultan fadlih. This word, yes, a lot of hikmah. He said the real manager, real person who's an authority, he will get that title, it's called authority, in that time of retirement. When he's retired, now we call him Amir. Because if the real authority moved from him and he lost it, but the authority of his ikhlas and his favor still remaining there. And we did see, maybe Hafiz Bilal will agree with me, those who were managing us and they retired, we still respect them, our ustaz, our teachers, principal of school. When we meet him after many years, we still have that jazba that he is my sheikh, my mufti. He lost the job, or maybe he's retired, but still have that charisma of authority. For example, you got so many presidents retired, but still active. Inna al-amira yumsi amiran hina azlih. He will become a real amir in the time when they lose that authority. Why? In yazal sultan al-imarati, if the authority, that power of authority goes away from his hand, lam yazal sultan fadlih, but that favor of him still there. That's why you got former president, they still become a convey and reconcile, and some people, they still on action after they retired. Brother and sister in Islam, are you really honest boss and manager or supervisor or not? Do you make mashura with your people, or you're a dictator? Yes. Are you qawiyun amin, like Yusuf alayhi salam? Are you really got experience and got taqwa? Do you believe that these people working under you or working with you? Do you give extra payment for the sake of Allah, or for the sake of type of relationship? Do you employ people for the pleasure of Allah and for the sake of the good work, or for those follow your own desire? Did you listen to your employee, those who are under you? Did you accept the nasiha from them? The hudhud, that bird of Nabi Sulaiman, came to Sulaiman and said, "Ahattu bima lam tuhit bih." I know something, you do not know it. And Sulaiman alayhi salam accepted from Hudud. He never killed him with the king, but he accepted. Democracy, freedom of speech. Have you ever just changed your mind because these people were right and you are wrong? Or because you are the owner of the business, or you are the manager of that department, you become arrogant, you don't want to admit that you're wrong. Do you allow people to praise you and to, I don't know if flattering you or to pattering you, and you pay them for that? Do you allow people around you to hijack your heart and your mind, and then you don't see the truth? Did you fulfill your promise after you have a problem with these people, or you change your mind? Are you really practicing what you preach and what you promise, or not? Manager, those who are in authority, Do you have, are you sure that you don't have any complex or any psychological problem that you just fight because you enjoy that fighting? You like to terrorizing and threatening people, I'm going to fire you, because you enjoy people to have pain and to have worry. Did you send someone to spy your employees without telling them that I'm going to send someone to overview you or to overcheck you? Do you have something, it's called a social relationship, or humanity at your work or not? Do you have any type of human rights in your work, or you just apply the law and the act of the law or constitution? Do you meet your workers and sit with each and every one of them, or you just allow the supervisor or someone below you who's making facade here? Do you eat with them and greet them every day, or you skip? Do you have a joke and you have some light speech with them, or you always give instruction till they hate to see your face? Do you respect these people in front of their family members when they come to your work, or you enjoy shouting them in front of their family and children? Do you believe that you are the provider, and without you, these people will die? Are you Razak? Do you visit them at home and visit them when they are sick on their funeral? Do you give them what they can afford? لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah does not put heavy burden on a person while he know that he cannot take it. Do you give him a heavy work and you know that this person is unable to do it? Do you give him something, it's called fadl, as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave it to you? Extra payment for the pleasure of Allah, ajran kareema. Allah is giving you ajr. يضاعف الله لمن يشاء. Allah double the payment. Do you double or you give little bit? Do you make sabr on that mistake of that person? Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he got his servant. He never ever shout him. He never ever beat him. Do you have some tolerance? Do you try to improve and develop that workers, and try to give him little bit of improvement? Did you give him nasiha about Deen al-Islam? Oh, that is a big problem. When someone called me to give da'wah, say, Sheikh, they're going to run away. La hawla wa quwwata. Run away, what? We're not calling them for haram. So you allow them to go for salah, allow someone to come and preach, and we're not forcing people to be Muslim. We just show them the morality, which the non-Muslim like it. You know how many non-Muslim listening to us and they enjoy our program. Did you explain to the workers why you are angry with him, or you're just punishing like this? Did you feel that this person in need of the job, that's why you give him double of work, or you try to use him as a slave and you use him for haram? Did you catch some slip and mistake and you threatening him because you know what, how many mistakes you've done, I can fire you now? Are you always talking about the law, constitution, and you forget something is called human being feeling and relation? Islam, do you feel that the day you're not coming to work is like Eid for these people? They enjoy. You say, Alhamdulillah. When you get sick for 1 week, say, Shukr. People say like that. Did you double check your advisors, those people around you? Are you really these people? Are you really aware about these people that some of them are not shaitan? Because you became a slave of them. Did you use that workers for your own personal need out of the work? You say, go fix my house, go for do that one. Did you thank your workers ever about their service? Now someone was telling me, so why I must thank them? This is their duty. No, Allah Shakur is our duty on Salah, but Allah Shakur, Allahu Shakirun Alim. In Quran, Allah is Shakur. If Allah is the creator, the provider, and he thank us for that, what about you, brother and sister in Islam? Let us learn the manner of the work. Now, when we find something like they say working day, it's not a new thing that this United Nation, I don't know who make that celebration. 1,400 years ago, our Nabi Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that humble Nabi, live in Mecca in the desert, put in the constitution and made a clear relationship between the employee and employer, and he encouraged the ummah, each and everyone, to work for the sake of Allah, to fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Brother and sister in Islam, we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah reward those people who got ikhlas. May Allah reward them. I know that they never get paid in this dunya. Ya Allah, grant them that payment on akhirah. Let their children experience that taqwa. Like Sayyidina Abu Darda said, Wallahi, I will work hard and hard and hard with ikhlas, and then my children will get that paid. وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. That Allah will treat them like this. Children of Sayyidina Al-Khidr alayhi salam, which has been mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent two Nabi to build a wall. The most holy wall ever happened or touched in this dunya more than the wall of the two children. وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. Brother and sister in Islam, let us fear Allah in the work. If you work on a public sector, on a private sector, that even at your own house, we believe that this work belongs to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا سَمِعْنَا مُنَادِيًا يُنَادِي لِلْإِيمَانِ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ فَآمَنَّا رَبَّنَا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيَّاتِنَا وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ. Unfortunately, my time is up. Inshallah, we'll continue next week. Shukran jazeelan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.